Orange juice.
That's not just the orange juice, that's Fanta. That's a
I'm writing it to you.
Okay, a person makes a ned betos. Neither the onion. Now learning. Rabbi Chavches, Chavches of an Aleph. Today is Chavches, but there's no real good place to start, so we have to go back and do the Mishnah. We have to say there's a short daf. We can do tonight at least three daf if we put our minds to it.
It'll never happen.
What?
It'll never happen, especially if...
It'll never happen. You never know things...
Especially if Shlomi Rabinowitz...
No, he's not coming. Shlomi is going to Chasna tonight. He's going to Chasna.
Oh,
Kalman Wagshall. You know Kalman Wagshall?
Mr.
Rapper, you know Kalman?
I know him very well, yeah.
Kalman Wagshall?
You know Kalman's going to Chasna tonight. His daughter's getting married.
Which
Wagshall?
He's in the Atlantic Beach.
In the Sands
The Sands of Atlantic Beach.
The Sands Hotel.
The Sands of Atlantic Beach.
Where does he live? He lives around here, yeah?
He lives... Kalman, he lives a little bit, he lives...
He lives near the...
Go weiter. Keep on going. Go up...
Here
he lives near the Young Israel.
Go up Ocean Avenue. Just keep on going.
Couple
of blocks.
There's a fellow at Tzvi Menachem Martin, who's an Adam by Wagshall. I wonder if that's the same.
Doesn't he look very handsome? I was married in
you lost your Yiddish guy, young man. Pick it up.
What did you say?
I was married in the Malon Wagshall in Bnei Brak.
The Malon Wagshall.
I got married to an Israeli woman, yeah.
Guess
so
what? We
while.
Never got married here. He's coming up. His chasna is coming up soon. Very soon. Okay, let's learn.
Somebody knows Rafushi.
Hare nitiyos ha'elu karbon im enem niktzasayis. The person makes, now over here, dealing with the person makes hekdesh betos. Just like we learned until the person makes a neder by mistake. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to learn about the laws of being makdesh, even though it's not really seder kachim. This is seder noshim. There's very little difference between noshim and noshim. No, kachim and noshim, same thing. No, same thing. Hayav mikudeshes, you get married, you say hayav mikudeshes.
Yeah.
Right? So it's all the same. But just like we learned until now, there's something called making a neder betos. There's something called making hektish betos. Okay, so we're going the inyan le'inyan ba'os inyan. We're going on a tangent of being makdish an object by mistake. What's the mistake? Harei nitios elu carbon or not necessarily by mistake. We'll say harei nitios elu carbon im enum niktzatzos. A person sees branches of a tree, and there's a very strong wind. There's a very strong wind coming, and it appears from your observation and from your life experience, and in a very short time, Hurricane 5 winds coming on the news, and it's going to come. The trees are going to come crashing down. Okay, so there's a wind, there's a Category 5 hurricane on the way, and it's inevitable that the branches are going to come off the tree. So what does this person say? He says, Numa Mele, if I'm going to lose the branch, I might as well go and
make it hegdish.
Make them hegdish. I want to be makdish them. So he says, Harei nitios elu carbon. I want them to be, carbon over here means, this is a little bit confusing. There are different ways of Mishnah in the Mishnah. There are many Mahalchim in the Mishnah. For the sake of simplicity now, we're going to learn over here that this Mishnah has really nothing to do with Nedarim. And it means, the carbon here means I want to make it Mamish Hektish. Not like the way we use the word carbon in the beginning of the Masechta. The way we use carbon in the beginning of the Seder, we did a Dover HaNodor. It was used as an example. I want a piece of bread to be forbidden to me with the laws of Neder and Osir Bahanoah, just like it's Osir Bahanoah to have Hanoah from a carbon. Here you're doing better than that. You're mamish making it into Hegdish. See, this is very difficult to say what I just lumped on the Mishnah, That's what the Farshim learned, according to at least some of Farshim, is that even though until this point in the Masechta, when it says the word carbon doesn't mean that you want to make something mamish, like a kegdish. What it means is you want to prohibit benefit. It is also for me to derive pleasure from this object, similar to being prohibited from deriving benefit from hegdish. Right? Hatfasa. That was the concept. All again, hatfasa. Davar hanodor. Now in this Mishnah, at least one Mahalach, when it says carbon does not mean the davar hanodor. Karban means you want it mamish to be hegdish. You want it mamish to be like a karban. Now, karban doesn't necessarily mean only you bring in the mizbeach. It means kedushas mikdash. It becomes the bedek habayis. Okay, it becomes the property of the Beis HaMikdash. They're going to sell it. They're going to convert it into cash. And they'll have money for whatever they need the money for. Fine. So, Hare Nitios Halal, I want these branches, carbon. I want them to be Hegdish. Im Einam Niktzotzois, if they are not chopped down. In other words, if they're chopped down, if the wind comes along, there's a violent storm, and they're chopped down, they're going to go into the garbage. They're going to be destroyed. They're going to be destroyed. So you say, you know what? If they're not destroyed, Halavai, they're not destroyed. Let them be Hegdish. Okay, talizu carbon im eino nisrefes. Let's say there's a fire, and the fire is out of control, and it's going to be a short time from now when al derech hateva, the fire is going to overtake this location, and it's going to destroy this beautiful garment. And there's no way for me to save the garment on time. So what do you say? You say, you know what? If let the garment be hegdish until it gets burnt. If it does not get burnt. If a fire does not sense anyway, I guess what you're trying to do is you're trying to make a deal with Hashem. Is that what you're trying to do?
It sounds like
that's
it.
Over here, that's going to be
and that's chus.
Exactly. Hashem, why should you allow the fire to destroy it? Listen, you know what? Obviously, Hashem, you don't want me to have it because there's a fire. So you know what? I won't have it. But why, Hashem, should you have to lose? So let me at least make it hegdish. And that way, if there's not going to be a fire, that way, if some miraculous thing happens and doesn't get burnt, let it become the property.
The
sentence
like sees also that there's some
thing.
Hurricane.
Right, yes. There's a storm and it's about
and
to destroy.
And
Bedech
HaTev,
it's going to be destroyed.
It's going to be destroyed.
It's a mela. It's a mela until it gets destroyed, let it be hegdish. And maybe that way it won't get destroyed. Yeah. And if it won't get destroyed, it'll be probably some hegdish.
I'm worried about my condo in Florida because it's in hurricane.
You have insurance? The main thing is have good insurance and you're okay.
I don't know if I have hurricane insurance though.
What? Florida? You must have hurricane insurance.
You must.
Florida is in a hurricane zone.
I'll ask my wife.
It's a hurricane zone. It's natural for there to be hurricanes in Florida. Well,
place is very far away from the
hurricane zone?
From the Atlantic shore.
Okay, let's go by it. In Yesh, next case. Yesh. So the word yesh lahen pidyon is a complicated way of saying it works. It is hegdish. If something is hegdish,
I thought pidyon means I'm redeemed.
Yes. So when you say it means it, there's a need to redeem it. There's a need to redeem, which means that your words are chal, and these items have kedusha of hegdish. Therefore, what are you going to do with it? What do you do when you makdish objects to the Beis HaMikdash? You redeem them. You take money and you say that the value of this object should be exchanged onto this cash, and this cash should go to the Beis HaMikdash.
Yeah, so you're taking the kedusha off the original thing and
exactly.
Putting it onto a second thing.
Exactly.
So what about this?
So what's the obvious? It should say in the Mishnah, Harei Hein Hegdish. Why does the Mishnah use an unusual expression to tell you that your statement goes into effect and these objects have kedusha? The way the Mishnah says that these objects have kedusha is by saying yesh lohen pidyon. That's another way of saying they have kedusha, and the next step for you is to redeem it and give the money to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, next case.
You mean afterwards he exchanges these things for money?
So what happened in this case? In this case, there wasn't the fire. You made the statement.
And it survived.
And this hurricane didn't come.
What about the pigeon have been? How does it work with that?
That's a different story. That's a human being. That's right. A Gzeres HaKasav. Right. Does a person really have Kedusha L'chor or not?
Let's say if he is not holding by giving money, then he has to give over the child to the Kohen L'chor.
No, you don't.
Yeah, because you're making a...
Yeah, so that's a whole shmooze. You know, it can't be. Halacha l'maisa, the child doesn't have kedusha. Did you ever go to a pidyon aben? They ask the father, what do you want more? The money or the child?
That's what they ask him.
Yes, they ask. The kohen says, what would you like more? The child or the money?
They have to ask that?
Yes, it's part of the nusach, and it's in the siddur. It's in every city.
So let's say he says the money.
So if he says the money, right? So I guess.
Then the Kohen takes the
so
child.
I guess so. You could have. Yeah, you could have the
child.
Yeah, you could have the child. You go feed him. Maybe you take him for the first couple of years, and then after he grows up and he's not such a burden on me, and then I'll take him back.
And pay for his college tuition.
After you finish the college tuition, then I'll go and I'll take him back. Next. In Einon Nisreves, so Yesh, it says Yesh Lohen Pidyon. Yesh Lohen means it has Kedusha. And if it has Kedusha...
How? By after it survives.
Yes.
He says that this talus...
No, automatically. You already said it. You already made that statement.
No, but he didn't say about money.
Okay, let's say it survives the hurricane.
So one second.
It has Kedusha. The Tios
so
have
the
Kedusha.
Has Kedusha. So one second. So this he donates to the
Mitzvah. Well, that's what he is. That's really, really...
You just said money. You switch with
so
money.
So that's the Gemara's first question. Why does... your person made the statement. And it survived the hurricane.
Yeah.
It survived the fire.
Yeah.
So automatically, it has Kedusha.
Right.
It has Kedusha. It has Kedusha from the very beginning.
Right.
He says, right, well, I want
to give it to the base of
so therefore, you give the garment to the base of Midish, or you give the Netiyos to the base of Midish.
Really, the talus.
Talus. What?
You're breaking up in and out. Breaking
all right, up. So let me put
your
this.
Your picture's being frozen in and out.
Maybe because I knocked on the
door. All right, so let me, Mr. Rappaport, I'm going to switch over to a new network. One moment, please. We have to find, this is a very big problem over here with the internet connection. We have a lot of problems here. Give me one moment
to
switch.
How come in the first 15 minutes this thing goes out of whack? First 15 minutes of Yeshua.
What about it? What's it?
This thing always breaks down, has a breakdown in the first 15
that's
minutes.
Like, yeah, that's life. Nothing lasts forever. Mm. All right, Mr. Rapport, I switched networks. I turned on the mobile hotspot. Let me go look over here, Vosteta, over here on the network settings. Let's see Vosteta on network settings.
State.
Okay, on Wi-Fi, we're going to switch right now to the Galaxy. Oh, here we go, Galaxy. Ataze. Okay, we're done.
By the way, Ron, have you, Mr. Gomer, there's juices. I brought in juices.
You really want? Have juice?
Yeah, yeah. Apple I'm the juice. One that brings it in. Apple juice.
Mr. Rapport. Yeah. Mr. Rapport, are you hearing me now?
Cranberry juice.
Cranberry.
Mr. Rapport?
I'm the one that brings it in from
Hello?
Time to time, so you can help yourself.
It's frozen. Look, he's... You hear me now?
Okay.
You hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay,
yes,
we're now on a new network. A Naya network. Hopefully, the internet will be better now. Do you feel it? Do you feel the network? Do you feel the water in the Avir?
I feel
he
it.
He can feel the Arizal.
I feel
he can
the
feel
vibration.
The vibrations in the Avir.
So he has an option to exchange it to redeem it for money.
Exactly. When it says Yeish Lampigin, it's an expression which means it has Kedusha.
Ah, okay.
And therefore, Mimele, he should give it to the Beis HaMikdash, and let the Beis HaMikdash worry about it, what to
right,
do with it,
right.
Or he himself can redeem it. When it says here, Yeish Lampin, it doesn't mean that he has to redeem it. It just basically is another way of saying
right.
that this object now
has
full-fledged Kedusha. That's all it means. Okay, now we go
and
back.
And by the way, if he changes his mind, he's Moib Hegdash?
Yes.
So,
yes, he has Kedusha.
Is it Chayv Karas?
Chayv Karbon Osher.
Chayv Misa mean?
No, it's not Chayv Misa. It's Chayv Aloy Sase.
I thought that Misa means Shemayim, no?
No, not from being Moib Hegdash. I don't believe so. Aloy Sase. Maybe
and
I'm
he
wrong.
Gets Malkus.
Malkus.
That.
Lashes.
No, but what's the Malkus? It's only Dibra Be'almo.
It doesn't matter. You give it a status. You think of Gokash, it's a lumish child you're asking, but you give it a status. Your Dibra, you're not getting Malkus on your Dibra. You're getting Maisa. The Dibra, it's a two-step process. It gives the object a Chalois Kedusha. Now there's going to be an issue. Let's go right. Okay? So, yes, opinion. Next case. Hare Nitiyos Ha'ilu Karbon. Next Aloha. Now we're going to look at Hare Nitiyos Ha'ilu Karbon Ad Sheyik Tzatzu.
Talazu carbon adjati sorry. Would you like one of these?
No, thank you. No, thank you. Okay, but thank you anyway. Okay. Hare nitios elu carbon ad shalo ad shalo.
No, actually, constant.
So this is a new case. I didn't really explain it correctly. Let's go back to the beginning of the Mishnah one more time. In the beginning of the Mishnah, Hare nitios elu carbon im einon niktzotzis. Talazu carbon im einon nisrefes. In the first part of the Mishnah, he made a Tanai. Okay, he made a Tanai. And the Tanai is. If the storm comes and passes, and nothing happens to the tree. If the fire sweeps through the area, nothing happens to the talus. So then, when the fire is over, and when the storm is over, if they survive, at that moment, going forward, do they get Kedusha?
Yeah.
Okay, in the second situation, he says, I want the Kedusha to be chal immediately. immediately. Harei nitios elu carbon ad sheyiktzatzu. I want these items to get sanctity now. Talazu carbon ad shetisarif. And then what happens? And then right now ain
lo. But what happens? So if it gets burned, then you know, then of course. Oh,
so then there now it says ain lohen pidyon lo'olam. What do we
know? I don't have lo'olam.
The Rashi says. Now let's look at the Ran. Let's look at the Ran to explain this Mishnah much better than I can. Okay, let's look at the Mishnah. Begin the Ran. The Ran. Hare nitios.
You're learning the Ran now.
The Ran now. The Ran now in Daf Chavches Omud Aleph. Chavches I'm not from the Ran. Hare nitios elu carbon yesh lohen pidyon. Kiloimar. Okay, when it says here yesh lohen pidyon, it means kiloimar dikdusha chola alehen. Ad shetzrichos pidyon, the kedusha schal, it gets full fledged kedusha. Of the Gemara mefarish lama lila memra, of course. Umifar shinon nami amai tana hay lishna. The Gemara is going to say what's the chiddush. Number two, the Gemara is going to ask the question: why did the Mishnah need to express itself in such an unusual way? When you say hayesh lahen pidyon, it means it has kedusha. Yeah. The male, if it has kedusha, then you can redeem it. Why? Remember,
why had kedusha? Because they made a pidyon haben on me.
You have a residual kedusha. The kedusha was taken away, but once you're kodesh, you can't ever really get rid of the mark, the stain.
I have to fast erev Pesach.
You're a bechor. I don't have to face our Pesach. You do have to face the Bukhar. See Bukhairis. And also, let's say you're in shul, and what happens if there's no lady in shul to wash
that
the hands
happened to
the,
me.
The, where's to wash the Kohanim?
I can wash.
I did it.
You're Bukhar? You're Bukhar?
Yeah, I did it once.
You're Bukhar?
Yeah, I did it.
Oh, it's also
I
a Bukhar.
Did it once. Yeah.
So then
you
also did
wash.
It. Yeah, you did.
Let's say there's no Bukhar. Who comes next? Who's next online? Next online is the Shamish of the shul.
Yeah.
The Shamish. There's a hierarchy. Not anyone could just go have the zuchus to wash the hands of the Kohen. Mm-hmm. First the Levim, then come the firstborns.
I'm out of practice. I only did it once.
Okay, the Levim. Okay, all right. Very interesting. Maybe when the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt, maybe the Avodah will go back.
No,
to
it says that.
The firstborns.
It says that.
But does it mean it's not so posh, but you'll serve the Kohen? I'm not going to lose it though.
No.
Then so you together. In addition to the Kohanim, the Bukhar will also do Avodah. Right? So that means you have to learn Kachrim. You have to know what to do. It's very interesting. All the first ones.
I have to Kachrim. Learn Gemara.
I'm learning Kachrim now.
You have to know what to do. You have to, because you're going to be doing Avodah. You'll bring Karbonas to me.
One second.
I have a lot of Karbonas I need.
One second. The Levian took it away from us, correct? But after the eagle.
Not they took it away. They didn't take it away from us.
Kohanim.
Oh, forget him. The Levian became
not
Kohanim.
The Levian.
I'm sorry.
Shevelevi.
No, before the eagle. Mila Shemelai. Have to be the Kohanim.
Before the Chetu Egel, the firstborn were meant to be the Kohanim, the servants in the middle.
Correct.
And then after the Chetu Egel was taken away from the firstborns, given to the Kohanim.
From Shevet Levi.
Right, from not all the Kohanim, but Shevet Levi, only the family of Kohanim from Shevet Levi, to Aaron and his sons, only Aaron and his children, and then later to Pinchas and his children. That was an addition later on.
Right.
Pinchas, different branch. Originally, it was only Aaron and his children.
One second, doesn't Pinchas also come from Aaron?
No. It's a different line.
Well, it comes from
Pinchas
Yosef.
Pinchas was not meant to be to be.
Only after he kills everybody solo.
His Yichus, he got it later. So he was not originally part of the line of Kohanim. Levim, everyone else in Sheva Levi is a Levi, and they serve the Kohanim. And then with the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, the Mashiach, the Machlokes Nirishayim, the firstborns will once again resume doing the Avodah, and it does not mean that the Kohanim are going to lose.
Correct.
Once Hashem gives, Hashem does not take away.
So I have a kasha for you.
Yeah.
Why is it if there's no Levi,
yeah,
why does he replace the Levi? He's not a Levi. He was supposed to be a Kohen originally.
Who's supposed to be a Kohen originally?
The Bechorim was taken away. Their privilege
was
given to the Kohanim.
Okay.
So why if there's no Levi, so the Bechor replaces the
Levi? No, because that's not a kasha. Because people are going to make a mistake in the Yichus. Because if you're going to give a Bechor the second Aliyah, people are going to think that the Bechor is a Levi.
No, I'm not talking about Ali. I'm talking about washing the hands of Kohanim.
Oh, washing. So
what does Bechor have to do?
Who else? There's no one else. There's no one else. Who should we give it to? The Bechor really...
So why did they get the Perek Bechor instead of the...
Because the Bechor has Levi. More Kedusha, there is no Levi.
Oh, I said they have more Kedusha.
There is, if there is a Levi, it goes to the Levi. If there is no Levi, then who should we give it to? Give it to anyone? No, we give it to people. We give it amongst the people that are left over. In the shul, people are firstborns because they have...
Why? Because they used at one point...
They have certain Kedusha. And the day will come when they'll get it back, maybe.
You say Machleks and Rishayin and everybody holds like that?
I don't think everyone holds that they're going to get it back.
Really?
I don't know.
I was told yes.
Good, okay. Avada. So that means I come to the base Hamikdash, you're going to be on duty. You're going to bring people my karbanos?
Did you know that it's machlekes whether Kohen is going to be a Kohen or a Kohen Gadol? Did you know it's a machlekes?
What?
If Kohen is going to be Kohen Gadol. He doesn't come from...
Karach.
He comes from...
Karach was a Russia. He was
telling you what Chazal tell us.
Chassidim have this tendency to be miyashiv Korach. See, this is the chilek. This is to tell you the chilek.
No,
the Litvak and the Chosid. The Litvaks, Korach is a Rosha. Abal Machloikis is an Oisvarf. He was swallowed up by the world. He was swallowed up. 100%.
He went against 100%.
Chassidim, they have all this as a Shane Yid. He's going to be in the
Triat. Isn't there Pshat? Hashem said Rav Lachem and Moshe that he could have been Makariv. When he said the Lashon,
he's a chassid. You see, he's a chassid. He's a chassid. He's a chassid. You mean Megale your colors here? You Megale. Anyone that's Melamed Zuchus and Korach is from the Chassidish world. The Litvaks are not looking to be Melamed Zuchus and Korach. Korach, the Baal Machloikis.
Is that Rashi's language that said it when he said, Kodesh Baruch said, enough, Moshe, Rav Lachem. You said Rav to Korach, and you could have possibly been Makariv of him.
I don't know. I never heard this. This is new to me.
Let me ask you something.
Could be.
You're right. Koyrach went against Moshe Rabbeinu. But it says he saw Baruch HaKodesh.
So what?
How could he see Baruch HaKodesh if he was so
evil? In the Litvish Welt, I'm telling you as a fact, Koyrach is a Rasha. Koyrach is a Baal Machloikis. Yaakov Avinu was not miyaches, his yichus was not miyaches, didn't want to mention his son because he didn't want to be part of a Baal Machlokes.
Correct.
And there's nothing worse than a Baal Machlokes. The end. To come and be miyashiv, Korach was a Shein Yid, he wore a strimal, he said Shalashuz Torah,
and when Mashiach
will come, he's going to get resurrected, and he's going to become the Kohen Gadol.
But you don't believe that? I'm telling you, this is the need.
By people,
but I'm telling
by
you
Hasidim,
to Miyash I'm telling you, the Rizal says he's going to be Kohen or Kohen Gadol. These are not my words.
Okay, I believe you. I 100%.
What he did, he went. He was a moirid b'malchus.
By Yiftach Hashem Espi, the earth opened 100%. Up and Bria Yivra Hashem.
100%.
And the earth swallowed him up. Swallowed him up. Okay, let's go weiter. Okay, so chutz. So over here we have round the page. Over in Eitzis Ha'elu Karmen Yeshem Kedinyan Kolaymai the Kedushas Chol Aleim Ad Shetshikas Pinyan. Over Gemara Mefarshu Gan Lama Lila Memro. Mevashin Nami Nana Mamai Tani Leil Lishon the Yeshem Pinyan. The Lovei Tani Behadi Kedushas. Okay, next page.
Someone said, "What's the kach?" You should have said explicitly Kedushas.
Kedushas. That's good. Next round.
Instead of saying Yeshlo Pinyan.
Next, Ein Lachan Pinyan. Mr. Rapport, another time. It's not important. It's not for our sugina. It's not an important thing. This.
Me.
Next. Ein lachem pidyon li oilam calls man shloim niktzatzu the ein yoytzaitz lechulin elo kedoshos hein shehein bigdushos aguf le oilam ve ein lachem takon oilamis shafilu pidyon choyzrim. I'm reading Rashi. I made a mistake. I'm sorry, reading the Ran, not Rashi. I made a mistake. Ran. Ein lachem pidyon bigmam farish ikel man diamar dechigtoni carbon kishigdishon ledmei carbon myri. That's what I told you before. That's what I'm trying to mission. Vahainu do Amar Yeshlam Pidyon. Vegan of a farish now. You say over here, I don't want to do it because it's a new mahalach in the mission.
Were you learning the Ran now?
The Ran now.
We want to Ekaman do Amar.
Vegan of a farish, the Koi, the
Ekaman of a farish, yeah.
I don't want to, this is not important now. I want to go one mahalach because it's going to be confused. Let's take a look at the Rashi. Let's go back and look at the Rashi. When it says over here, Ein Lachem Pidyon, what does it mean, Ein Lachem Pidyon? He's saying a very big Kiddush. The Kedusha of these talents and of these Matthias is so great. And there's no way you can ever redeem it. Ein lochem pinyin lo oilam kol zman shloy niktzatzu. Let's say there's not these branches retain kedusha forever. What are you gonna do with it? I don't know what you can do with it. You can't redeem it. Kol zman shloy niktzatzu ve'ein yoytzin l'chulin elo kedoshos hein. Now what's the ois? There's an ois gimel here on this. What's the ois gimel in the hagois? Oiz Gimel says Shehein Nimchak. We delete it.
Kedosh. What is Nimchak? Shehein.
Take it. No, the word Shehein should be deleted.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Kedosh Shehein Bikdushos Bikdushos Aguf Bikdushos Aguf LiOlam VeEin Lochem Takon Olamis Shafilu Pidaon Choizrois UKedosh Shehein Tekevan DaOmer Ad Sheyik Tzatzu.
I don't understand what he's saying.
He's saying over a very big chiddush of kedusha. I'll give you an example. I'll give you an example to illustrate this point. Soim tosim alech hamelech. A melech shemachal al kavodai. Can a king be mochal on his kavod? Can
no.
a king be
no.
mochal? Why not?
No.
Why can't a king be mochal on his kavod? Why not? Gezeris hakosav.
Yeah.
It's not because, oh, it's not a good thing for the Medina, for the Malchus, and the melech shemachal al kavodai. It's not your choice. It's a gzeres hakasef. Soim tosim. It's a repetitious. Repetition. The word appears twice. Soim tosim. They teach you. Let's say you have a melech. And the melech is meichel. He's meichel on the covet. Immediately there's a new sima. That's how Chazal darshan. Soim tosim olecha melech. Sima is harbe. Even b'emes a melech can be meichel on his covet. Fakir, what do you think? We think. He's the king. I'm the king. I do whatever I want. A melech can do whatever he wants.
Nay.
If I can do whatever I want, if I can go and I can take someone's property, I can kill whoever I want. Someone's a merba malchus. There are many extrajudicial, that's the term, extrajudicial laws that apply to a melech. He can do whatever he wants. So if I want to be meichel, I can be meichel. That's right, you can. But along comes the Torah, and after you're meichel, we put it back upon you. We put back.
That's what the Gemara says.
Yeah. Soim tosim.
That's the reason why it's a double lashon.
Double lashon. That simois harbe. Even when he's moichel,
right away,
you put it back. You give it back to him. He's moichel, put it back. He's moichel, you put it back. The Torah, by saying soim tosim, is coming to override the koyach in the middle.
What about
override.
If you're holding the door, you know, for a kohen, you know, to go out the door first?
That's not
Davar Shebekedusha. He's moichel on his
kohen. The only time you give kohen to a kohen is only by Davar Shebekedusha, benching, anything that you make a bracha on. But stop going in the street. Who goes first? You go to the traffic light. You have a red light. He's a kohen. Let him go. Let him go.
No, but it says v'kedashtoi.
What? V'kidol by davesh of the kedusha. If he's
no, but he said kedashtoi. For example, could you pass me the water? They say no, v'kedashtoi.
It's a chumrah. It's not a kedai. This it could be this machloek shishonim, but it's not a very halachah lemaisa chumrah.
You go
in yeshiva. You line up for food. You go into the store. And there's a line of people waiting in the store to go to the counter. Oh, you're a kohen. You go to the front of the line. No such thing.
What about Washington, Moitzi?
What?
Is that Dov Shev Kedusha?
I don't think so. Only when it comes to who gets the bench. Only when it comes to who makes a bracha to be Moitzi the Rabbim. That's the Imamish or Dov Shev Kedusha Mamish.
Isn't there a Lashon Ein? There's no covet when it comes to Netilas Yadayim. There's such a Lashon Ein. Forgot the Lashon.
I don't know.
There's a member in Chazal.
There's a rule of who of first five. What is it, like Mayim Achronim, right? There's such a rule that who gets to Mayim Achronim, you don't want people to be, once you wash Mayim Achronim, you're allowed to talk.
Right.
So you wait, the person who makes the bracha, he's going to be the first of the last five. Because the first of the last five is a sweet spot where he's the first, but he doesn't have to sit there waiting for a long time. If you're going to be the first person, there's 20 people, and they're all going to wash. So the most choshva person is going to wash first. You know what that means? He washes.
But then he's going to have to wait.
He's now going to be mafsik, and everyone can insult him, and he can't answer back to them. He can't defend himself. So you're going to wait until he's going to wait until he's the last. It's a bizarre. I'm the last guy. I'm the most choshva guy here. I have to wait until everyone else. Me. I'm the last guy. So you do is, he's the first of the last five.
Mm-hmm.
The first of the last five, it's the sweet spot. He's the first. There are four other people. I'm going before them. But four people, the amount of time it takes them to wash is not significant enough that he'll be waiting around doing nothing.
So therefore, let's say there's only five.
So then he's the first.
He gets the first.
Okay, let's go back to this principle. Soim tosim alech melech, a double sima. When the melech be'etzem a melech imimoicha. Contrary to popular belief, a melech shemach al kvoidai kvoidamachal. It's just that. Soim tosim. Why am I telling you this? Because it's exactly what it's over here in this Rashi.
But Chazal tell us,
yeah,
Amalek cannot be Moichas Kavod. What you're saying,
that's what
could.
It means. It means that Chazal is saying from the at the end of the day, at the end of the day, it doesn't work.
Oh.
At the end of the day, when Chazal say the Amalek,
he can be Moichel, but he can't be Moichel.
You can be Moichel, but then it's just going to come right, going to spring right back upon you. So the bottom line is, you can't be Moichel. But what's the lumdis? You have to break up Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. You have to break up everything into its smallest
the
little parts.
The lumdis is that.
So the Melech is Moichel.
Moshe Rabbeinu told his successor, you know, that he has to...
Yoshua,
he has
take
to...
Take a stick and bang on the heads.
Yeah,
bang
he
on the heads.
No,
it's the opposite. It's the opposite. Rashi says that Moshe go gentle with them. Be nice. And Hashem said to Yoshua, no. You take a stick and you beat them up. You don't go gentle with the people. Okay, that's Rashi and Parashas Tehillim. Rashi and Chumash says that Moshe said to him, be gentle, and Hashem says, no.
That's not figuratively speaking. That literally hit them.
I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know. Whatever it is. Let's go back over here. The person over here says, okay, I have over here this. There's a fire coming. So you know what? I want the talis to have kedusha right now. So what is the law? It gets Kedusha. Oh, it has Kedusha. You know what? I changed my mind. I want to redeem it. Here's $100, and let's now exchange the sanctity that is in the garment, and we're going to transfer it to the $100 cash.
Can't
very good. No, you can't.
Can't
so no, really, when according to I'm telling you, it works. What happens? The $100 gets sanctity. But now, immediately, the second that the $100 that you've transferred the Kedusha from the talus to the $100, immediately the talus is re-sanctified. Like the Melech.
Why?
The Melech is Meichel al Kavaydai. Soim Tosim, the repetition. He was Meichel. Put the covet back
Why?
On the Melech.
Why?
Because the person's Nusach is these Netiyos and the talus should have Kedusha from right now. Ad, that's the chiddush. Ad sheyik tzatzu, until they're cut down. So until they're cut down, I want, in case someone comes along and takes away its kedusha, I want it to be instantly triggered that it should re-get the kedusha bichal once again.
Oh, you're talking about the sefer of the Mishnah.
The sefer of the Mishnah.
That this should be sanctified until.
Until. So therefore, if you come and redeem it, someone be'etzem, according to what Rashi is saying, is be'etzem, a person can redeem it. You can redeem it.
Yeah.
You can redeem it, because why not? Everything in this, every davar shabbi kedusha you can redeem.
Yeah.
Okay, only a carbon on the mizbeach, only an animal that's a tam, but an animal that's a balmum or any object.
Not a bukhar
doesn't have kedusha. A bukhar, when it gets a blemish, then you can eat it like regular, like a turkey. You can eat it whatever you want. There's no kedusha on a bukhar that gets a blemish.
Yeah.
A bukhar.
I just learned it tomorrow.
Bisman hazeh. You have bukhar bisman hazeh. You have to give it to the coin. The coin can do whatever he wants with it. You can invite even a regular person.
So, second, son owns a farm. Has
today it doesn't happen. You can make a shutz with the guy. Today, if you have a bukhar today, you're in a lot of trouble because the bukhar, bisman as it's born today, there's nothing you can do with it. You can't bring it as a carbon.
But you have to wait until it has a blemish.
And it can take years until it gets a blemish.
You can't cause it to get a blemish.
Terrible avera.
No, to make him great, you put
terrible.
Him in such a situation.
Year atcha yestoyf. But you can't go. It means like it's a blemish. Where do you say it means like toy?
On the lion's den.
You go. No, you're not allowed to put it in a location where it's gonna where you can indirectly cause it to get a blemish. Just let it get a blemish by itself.
So what do you do with the bechad? You let it die.
You let it graze. You let it do it, and they become very large and very 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 aggressive, and they eat a lot of food, and they cause a lot of damage, and you don't really know. No one today has smicha in the mate bechayrus. It's the highest level of smicha.
To be mate b'chayrus.
You have blemish. You have to know all the details.
But until it doesn't have a blemish,
you can't do nothing with it.
You can't derive.
You can't work with it. You sell it. There's nothing you can do.
You can't sell it to a guy. You can't do with it.
That's kedusha until it gets a blemish. It has to go on the mizbeach. And because there is no mizbeach, l'zman hazeh, you're in a lot of trouble. So today it's a very, very big, big problem.
So what's the problem? You just let it.
Oh, let it go.
It
yeah, what you do it. Yeah. It can kill all the other animals.
So what do you do then?
Nothing. You're stuck. It's a big...
Why can't you give it to a guy for a present?
You can't. It's Kedusha.
You can't give it away for as a gift to a kohen.
No, you can't. It goes to a kohen. You have to go to a kohen. And you don't have to even... All the people who are Jewish people who have animals, you make a partnership with the guy.
Really?
Like you sell your chametz to a guy. You sell your chametz to a guy, you have to sell the slidu bizman hazeh.
They have some shutfas.
In Eretz Yisrael, they don't have really today Jewish people in America that own their own cattle. Cattle?
One second. It's only
who owns cattle.
Hold on a second.
Anyone who owns cattle?
It's same halachas that pertain to sheep and to
yes,
goats.
Yes.
I know somebody has a goat farm. Gertner. He produces milk.
Ask him how he deals with the Bukharim. Ask him. Go ask him. Adrala. They make a shutfas.
Not alive anymore, probably the same.
You have a special shtai, go to Roy, make a shutfas with the guy. And if the guy owns a chelik of as a partner between the animals, then the halach gzeres hakasef. There is no Kedushas Bechor.
Really?
Kedushas Bechor is only when
it's solely a Jewish
solely
owner.
By a Jew. In this world, hopefully there are no animals that are owned only by Jews, because then it will be a very, very big problem.
So you're talking about even a non-kosher animal?
No, only kosher.
Kosher animal?
Only kosher.
Are you sure?
Positive.
It says chamar. Chamar was an exception.
No, that's petach chamar.
That's petach chamar.
Petach chamar. Tifteh v'seh. That's a different story.
Is that applicable today?
This does apply today. It does. They make ceremonies.
And they also mint coins.
Petach chamar. Tifteh v'seh. V'im lois tifteh v'araftai. Yeah, they redeem with the shivim.
How's that different as my?
Are we getting sidetracked?
How's that different than bechor behema?
It's not because the bechor behema goes in mizbeach. Because bechor has intrinsic kedusha.
And petach hamar is not any.
No, it doesn't have kedusha. It's just a din mominus. It's a din momin. You give.
But it's also bechor. It's bechor.
Like manas kahuna, petach hamar tiftev. Not even that. Tiftev v'seh. You have an obligation to redeem it, and you redeem it the way it is. A tam. It's easy.
Even today?
It's easy, yeah. They do it today. They have all these ceremonies. They bring in, they dress up the donkey with all these fancy cookies.
Have you ever participated?
I've never participated in this, no.
Why did they dress up the chamar?
I did once.
It's a chefza de mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. The gzeres hakasev. You say in tefillin, upeta chamar tifteh v'seh. You're supposed to redeem it. By the Rebbe's, the Hasidim.
So forgive me, why is that different than a bechor of a different animal?
The korach comes to the ceremony.
No, how is this petach chamor different? Well, chamor, it's gzeres hakasev.
I never saw Litvaks do a petach chamor. Never. Never. Ever hear Litvaks do a petach chamor ceremony?
I've never heard of anyone do it.
Never. Only Hasidim.
I heard.
Only Hasidim.
It's been advertised.
And the Hasidim, they will be a korach.
So petach chamor is a gzeres hakasev. Only chamor could be... exchange for a sheep.
Yes, the petach chamor, the firstborn chamor.
But other animals?
No, other animals. If it's only three other animals, is a din of a bechor by three animals: goats, sheep, and cows.
What about an ox?
That would be cows.
A male.
An ox is a shar.
Same thing as a ram.
Eagle,
a ram
eagle.
Is a.
No, a ram is a sawyer.
A ram is
also
a ram is a sheep.
Is there also a din of a bechor?
Goat. What?
It's also
yes, kvasim, izim, and a shor, the shor family, which includes the baby is an eagle, like the eagle hazav.
Yeah.
Three in the back of
one
the
second when tiftev is said, who gives the today b'sman is a who do
the balabas, petach hamar
no,
tiftev.
Who does the sheep go, belong
to? The sheep
to?
Goes to the coin.
And today,
the coin you give it to a coin.
Yeah. But you have to find out if it's a coin.
Petach hamar. They never have an araf. I never saw an araftai ceremony. Decapitation. That they don't have.
And
let's go weiter now, Gemara.
I think Chazal tells it's a knas. You don't want to give, you want to prevent.
Enough of this already. Let's go weiter. Okay? So over here, Ein Lechem Pinyas, this is what I mean. When it comes to the Netiyas and the Talis, you makdish the Talis, and then what happens? You want to redeem it because you don't hate. Anything that is hegdish can be redeemed, except an animal that is meant to go on the mizbeach as a korban.
Yeah.
If the animal does not have a blemish, it must go on the mizbeach as a korban.
Yeah.
If the animal has a blemish, you can redeem it. If you makdish a piece of wood, you makdish anything, any object, you can redeem it. When you redeem it, then it's chulin. So it's a shot over here. You can't redeem elam pi. What does it mean in the mishnah elam pi? What it means is you can redeem it. Gesund to hate. Just like the melech can be meichel on his kovet, so too you can redeem this talis. The only thing is, the second after you redeem it, immediately it gets a new kedusha. a new kedusha. It's re-sanctified.
Just why? Like, how's that? Why?
Because that's what you said. That was part of your deal.
You're saying that it's hekdesh until
it gets burnt.
Right.
Or until it gets cut down.
Right.
And including those unusual words is an implied statement. I'm going to be makdish this thing 1,000 times. No matter what. No matter how many times someone comes along and redeems it, I don't care. It's going to immediately get a new sanctification. Al ha'asid.
Why? How is it mashfin these words?
Because that's what you said. I want this to have kedusha until...
Until it doesn't happen, it's
until it's
what
destroyed.
You do it, it gets back.
It gets back kedusha. Okay, so when it says, now this is a very big chiddush, because now when it says in the Mishnah the word ein lohem pidyon, what does that mean? It means it has so much kedusha, that you can't even redeem it. I mean, you can redeem it, but the redeeming is just going to be a temporary split second because it's automatically going to get a re-kedusha.
And when it's going to go up from the money to the.
No, the money it would appear not. It would appear the money remains kaddish. That's going to be an aftermina. According to Rashi, maybe I'm wrong, but the pashtus is that if a person takes this object, this talus, and he redeems it onto a crisp $100 bill, that $100 bill has kedusha. And then the second after it gets kedusha, the animal gets kedusha.
Right.
So what did you gain? You lost $100.
Right.
And then let me try it again. Maybe this time I have better luck. I redeem it a second time.
So it was $200.
The $200 has sanctity. It goes to the Beis HaMikdash. And the animal has sanctity. Correct. There's no way out of it. That's what
so
it means.
He didn't accomplish anything.
He didn't accomplish anything. Because it's re-sanctified. And our analogy is Soim Tosim Olecha Melech. Just like a Melech Be'etzem, you can be Meichel on his covet. You Meichel on your covet, automatically Soim Tosim. So the Ifam Meila, what's the bottom line? Melech, just like it says here, ain lochem pidyon. What do you mean there is no pidyon? Rashi says beferish there's a pidyon. Beferish there's a pidyon. What it means is, yeah, there's a pidyon, but immediately the kedusha comes right back upon it.
Right.
So since at the end of the day, the kedusha is going to spring right back. That's why the Mishnah defines it from the end of the day, ein lochem pinyon. And similar by the melech. It doesn't mean that technically it doesn't work. Technically it works. But it's just at the end of the day, the kavod comes all the way back.
Right.
Okay. Frekta gemar the obvious kasha. V'lisnei kedoshes. Now, by the way, I told you this whole Mishnah is v'lisnei kedoshes. The question is, why did the Mishnah start by saying the person says that if this thing gets saved, what was the ratio of the Masnisan? The ratio of the Mishnah was the person makes a neder. The neder is, look, there's a fire coming. No, chances are it's going to burn. That's the forecast. The forecast is statistical analysis of all the king's horse, all the king's men, all the biggest scientists have made a determination, computer models, this palace doesn't stand a chance. It's toast. So what do you say? If anyway it's toast, Hashem does not want me to have it. Hashem, why should you lose? You don't want me to have it? Fine, I'm not going to have it. But Hashem, why should you lose? So in the meantime, in the event that it does not get burnt, then after the fire passes, let it get kedusha.
Right.
And that way, it won't be b'alt hashkes.
Right.
And guess what? It worked. It worked. Your whatever you said, your bakasha to Hashem worked, and the fire came, nothing happened, and now the Tanai is triggered, and it becomes sacred. So how does the Mishnah define its sanctity? So if you were writing the Mishnah, if Ron Goldberg was writing the Mishnah, Ron Goldberg would say, Harei hein kidoshos. Harei hi kadosh. The beged is kadosh. Because the fire passed, nothing happened, so it triggered as kedusha. But the Mishnah instead decided to express the principle of a getting kedusha with such an unusual term that we never heard before. Yesh lohem pidyon.
Right.
What does that mean? Whoever heard of that word mean pidyon? It means it gets kedusha, and the laws of kedusha in the Welt are: if something has kedusha, mamela, you can redeem it.
Right.
So why do you have to do that? Why do you have to go and tell me that it gets kedusha with a term that no one ever heard before?
Yeah.
The goal is always simplicity.
Yeah.
Mr. Goldberg, you with me on this?
Yeah.
Simplicity. So frankly, we have a listening kedushas. The Gemara says, and the end of the Mishnah, when it says the end of the Mishnah, when it says in the Mishnah, the Ein, listening Kedoshes, the Ein Kedoshes. Now, that's a very difficult, what do you mean the Ein Kedoshes? What does that mean, in Kedoshos?
Where
did it say in the Mishnah, Ein Kedoshos? So I guess what it means is, I don't know, let's see what it says in the Ran. I don't know what this means. Let's see the Ran. The Ran says, V'lisnei Kedoshos, Kachu Ikra
Girsa. Where's this Ran?
So the Ran says, Taka, there's a mistake. There's a Torus Hadfus. There's a mistake.
It says like daiki. What do you mean?
All it should say in the Mishnah, all the Gemara's v'lisnei kedoshos, period. Because there is no term in the Mishnah of ein kedoshos.
So what is it like daiki? Ein kedoshos like daiki?
V'lisnei kedoshos, period.
Yeah.
Kach hu ikar
hagirsa. Oh, you're learning Rashi now?
I'm learning the Ran. The Ran on the right side.
Where?
Kol pinoshata poin eloi hel yimin.
Oh, ikar hagirsa, I got it.
Okay, kach hu ikar hagirsa. The Girsa is when it says V'lisnei Kedoshos.
And you omit Vayin Kedoshos.
Because where does it say in Kedoshos? Right, where does it say in Kedoshos? V'yachi perushoi. V'adai ikachi dusho d'tan aloi mar. Sh'af al pishatol ha-kidushosan. Mitnai zeh shal kitzitza. Kidusho chol aleihen.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's we'll leave it with that. If you get too complicated in Daf Yomi, it scares people away. So we learned enough already in this run. So let's go right, okay? So we got the listening to Kedoshos, and we don't have to say the next part of the Mishnah. So what is the word? It says, you're right. Gerecht, you're
so
right.
So according to the run, this is a typo? So it's just a,
there's no need for the Gemara to say the Ein Kedoshos.
Because it doesn't make sense. So that means it's a typo.
Make sense if you learn the next pshat in the Mishnah. When we learned the Mishnah, I told you that the Mishnah here, we're going to learn the Mishnah, we're going off on a tangent. And we're not discussing today the sugya of Nedarim. Today is Rosh Chodesh. It's a Naya
tonight
sugya.
Is Rosh Chodesh, yeah.
Rosh Chodesh. Tonight is Rosh Chodesh. So today, this Mishnah over here, where we learned, has nothing to do with Masechta Nedar. Once we learned these laws of being Makdish, we make a Neder B'tos, we're now learning Halachas of being Makdish B'tos. We're learning by making, but the Ran has a second interpretation of the Mishnah, and this Mishnah is not discussing being makdish something, it's discussing making a neder. And then you're going to say neder, then Nechanami, then there's a whole new mahalach in the Mishnah, then in Nechanami, the Girsa might make sense.
Okay.
But right now, we're learning the Mishnah, we're only dealing with the Nechanami, you know, so the word is, they were listening to Kedosha, the Gemara gives an answer. Here's the answer. I did the word Lumisnei Seifa Ein Lachem Pidyoin.
So he's asking Kasha, why does it
because the Sefer, what was the Sefer?
Oh, Ein Lohem Pidyon.
The Sefer was when the person said, we want to have Kedusha now.
I got it.
And what did the Mishnah have no choice but to say? Ein Lohem Pidyon. Why? Because what does it mean, Ein Lohem Pidyon? It gets so much Kedusha. It gets so much Kedusha that you can't redeem it.
Right.
And even if you try to redeem it, it's not going to make a difference. You're going to redeem it, and the very next second...
Because what's the whole purpose of him redeeming? Because he wants to keep that for himself, the Talos and the Nentias. So therefore he redeems it for money.
Right, exactly.
So he's not accomplished anything.
He's not accomplished anything. He has to
donate both. He has to give both. Not donate, he has
My
to
boss
give.
Is calling me. I'll call you back. Okay. So,
all for the boss.
Maybe he's could be he's gonna fire me. I might be fired. You know, no. Okay. So the question over here is.
I thought I'm your boss. Okay.
You also my boss.
Nay.
We both of us don't have a real boss.
Nay.
What's the real boss?
You mean the wife. Nay.
He has a boss.
Commando.
He's not laughing.
Nay.
Okay, so we have, going back to
the reason why it says Pidyon.
In the Seifa, what was the Seifa of the Mishnah? The Seifa of the Mishnah was where it has so much Kedusha, the Kedusha is so powerful, you can't redeem it.
Opinion.
Yeah, so that expression was an absolute necessity. You cannot avoid that expression. So once in the Seifa, we had no choice but to say Ein Lohem Pidyon for stylistic symmetry. Okay? Stylistic symmetry in the ratio of the Mishnah, we also define Kedusha with the word Yesh Loi Pidyon.
But what would have happened if it wouldn't have said Pidyon? I mean.
Well, the world would be fine. Nothing would have happened. If the Mishnah really should have said
Kedushas.
And the Sefer would say Ein Lohem Pidyon. You're right, we could have. But because we wanted to preserve a certain Yoifi, a style of the Mishnah to be consistent in its terminology.
Got it.
And in the Sefer, we have no choice. There's no room to budge. You have to say Ein lohem pidyon.
Right.
So memela in the resha, we want to mention that it has kedusha. We use the term yesh lohem pidyon.
Right.
That's why to preserve a certain soul. You have to remember that the Mishnayos originally were memorized. Were memorized by the Talmidim.
So that makes it easier?
Yes, absolutely. So there are many, many things in the Mishnayos that were done in order to make it easy to memorize. Alpi HaTorah, Alpi is a halacha that it's an osur. You're not allowed to put in writing Torah Shebal Peh.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Mishnayos is the Iker Torah Shebal Peh. There were many techniques that were employed.
You mean the Gemara also?
No, the Gemara is an explanation of the Mishnayos. The Gemara is just an elaboration on the Mishnayos. The Mishnayos in the Mishnayos is the Yisoidos.
Right.
And Mamela, originally the Mishnayos were memorized.
Right.
They were memorized. And Mamela, to make it easy, there are techniques that were done to make it easy. For example, we lost it. Supposedly there's a nigun to the Mishnayos.
Yeah.
There's a melody. A melody. Each seder has its own melody. Really? No one knows the melody. You ever heard?
You read this somewhere? Yeah.
Yeah. This is famous. Yeah, probably. I'm sure it's there somewhere in the five volumes. For sure. This is somewhere there. And he tells you no 100 reasons. Then Chisur
Mechzer. Did you know there was more than six shishas in the Mishnah? He brings that.
Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia had many more. Rabbeinu HaKadosh.
So he was all distilled. Lost.
He distilled because there's repetition. This.
But you mean he compacted
the Braisos? Yes, that's the Braisos.
Oh, the Braisos.
The Braisos are collection Mechilta. This is from Rabbi Chia. These are the collection of all of the Braisos, and Rabbeinu HaKadosh selected the Ikarim, and in these Ikarim is Koilel Alts. He was basically Mekatzer. Okay, vayf. Okay, that's it. Next. Now we go to the next. Hechinoda. Now do I want to know exactly in more detail what exactly is the nusach of the neder? Hechinoda. Okay, how did the person make the neder? Going back in the resha. In the resha, what exactly did he say? There was Omar Meimar. Im einam niktzotzois hayoim, boimer, im einam niktzotzois hayoim.
It's not going on our Mishnah.
So we already, yes, they are going on our Mishnah. Okay, we didn't really explain that. All we said in the Mishnah was, I told you in the Mishnah, there's a storm. Category 5 hurricane is coming through town. It's al derech hateva. It's going to wipe out the netios. So what do? You make a neder. And you say, if the netios are not going to be cut down, then I want them, after the storm passes, to have kedusha.
Right.
So the question is, Mr. Rappo, by the way, is the connection okay? Are you able to hear me? Is it smooth?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay,
hear you.
Everything is smooth. Okay, good. So the question over here is, what exactly did you? So we didn't really explain. I mean, what are the parameters? So the Mishnah, so over here, the Bryce, the Gemara just follows up, tells you the details. But Oimer, this fellow says, im einam niktzotzos hayoim. Okay, it did not say that in the Mishnah. We're just adding, it's not an open-ended neder. If the storm passes, the day comes to an end, and the tree is still standing, then, and only then, I want them, v'over hayoim, v'loy nik tzitzu, then I want the neder to be chal, and I want hegdash to be chal. The Gemara came back, really, that's the whole case in the Mishnah? Person is standing today, and there's a hurricane hurricane passing through, and you make a statement. If at the end of the day, the hurricane's only going to last to one day,
and it didn't happen,
then I want to make it tonight that the Netiyo Yishav Kedusha.
Right.
You really need to come to a Daf Yomi at night and learn this. This is Dvarim Pshutim Ad Ma'oid. What's the Chiddush? There's no Chiddush if that's the case. There's nothing novel. The case is going where, see, I didn't even explain it correctly before, but let's go, the case was a very strong wind.
Nay.
I already told you the maskon. We learned the Mishnah, I already told you the maskon.
So what is the Gemara saying, Heichanada? How is he making the neder?
What is the nusach of the neder? What exactly is the case? So I already told you too much. The Mishnah first understands the case when there is no storm. There's no storm.
Oh,
and he just says that the day passes. Make it very simple. The day passes, beautiful, beautiful day. And if the day passes and no one comes along and chops them down and chops it down,
then
I want to be there. So that's very reasonable.
Right, right.
What are the chances that someone's going to come to your private property and chop? If no one chopped it down by now, why should you think someone's going to cut it down tomorrow?
Right.
So obviously, so it's, everything is done. It's a sincere neder.
Right.
So if it's a sincere neder, there's
what's
no
the chiddush here?
What's
of
the chiddush?
You're right.
No one chopped it down for the last year. So who's going to chop it down today? So Mamela, what is my expectation in my mind? It's going to be here tomorrow.
Correct.
And what are you saying? If the day goes by and everything is finally good, I want tomorrow to be Hegdash. Of course. Why should you think otherwise? Oh, you're right. So we have to introduce a new variable. What's the new variable? There's a storm.
Yeah.
There's a very strong wind. And the expectation is it's not going to survive.
Wait, what's the lashon loy tzricha?
Loy. Put a comma.
Oh, loy.
There is a
it's not
loy
a
means it's not pshita. Exactly.
Tzricha comes to tzricha.
We need it. See, in yeshiva, they don't say that. Right? Loy, comma. It's not pshita. It's not pshita.
Right.
Tzricha. There's a need for the right. Mishnah Teshuva. What is the case? Yeah. There's another variable. And the variable is there's a very strong wind. So therefore, in your heart...
That's the Teretz Adkan.
That's the Chiddush. Okay. In your heart, did you really think it would be here tomorrow? Did you really believe that the tree would
more
be here tomorrow?
More likely not.
No way. No way. They predicted they're never wrong, the forecasters. Never, ever wrong. Did they ever make them say, ever hear them tell
sure.
you the weather they were wrong?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
They're always
sure, a few
right.
times they predicted a mega
they
hurricane. They said, please stay away from the window, seal
everything
off the windows,
they
and they never
had. Perfect, right? So, whatever, okay, I'll just joke with you. They predicted. They predicted that it's going to be gone, and there's a real, real hurricane coming. So, in your mind, if they survive, tomorrow, I want them to be Hegdish. That's not sincere. That's not sincere. Because you didn't believe they would be here tomorrow. Your mind, they're for sure going to be destroyed tomorrow.
Right.
So if you
so
wake
the Chiddush is, it's still...
You wake up the next day, you look out the window, and they're still here. I can't believe this. Had I known they would still be here, I never would have made the nether.
Yeah.
I just said these words because I thought there's no possibility. Kamash Malon, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
So why does the Gemara start off Heidich Nader? That's not in the Dara. This is Hegdish. He's being mocked.
No, that's what we mean. We mean that it means according to the Ran. The Ran's Mahalach and the whole Gemara is that this Hegdish. We're not dealing with the Nether.
So why do you say Heidich Nader?
It's a good Kasha. It's a good Kasha. You're right. It's part of the difficulty. That's why the Ran goes back and forth to the Mahalach. But to learn it.
So you would have thought it's not Chal the Hegdish because he never thought
it would survive until tomorrow. Kamash Milan, no. Kamash Milan, you said it, you're held accountable. There's a possibility.
But he was sincere that if there's a remote possibility.
Yeah.
So what's the chiddush then?
The chiddush is that we take that sincerity into consideration.
Even though the likelihood was not
in your favor.
Right, Shkach. Okay.